You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
You are listening to The Piggy Bank here on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Brandon Appleton. Happy Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Hope everybody enjoyed their whatever festivities you did for July 4th. Are enjoying what is nice, more cooler weather than we had last week around the area here in College Park. I certainly am. We got another great show on here. We're focusing a lot on 1980s alt-rock today. A lot of good music coming up here for the next 3 hours here on WMEC. So stick around. We're going to open up here with some U2 with with Sunday Bloody Sunday and New Year's Day off of their album War. And then we'll get into some REM with Radio Free Europe and Laughing off of their album Murmur. Enjoy.
Close my eyes and make it go.
And that was, oh shoot, man, that is an odd sounding fan. Or it's just the headphones. The headphones here are not the best. You're listening, that was just REM with Laughing and Radio Free Europe off their album Murmur. And then we had U2 with New Year's Day and Sunday, Bloody Sunday off of their album War. Coming up next, we're getting into the Smiths' self-titled album with Real Around the Fountain and Still Ill. And then we're going to get into a little bit Meat Puppets with Plateau and Lake of Fire off of their second self-titled album. The latter of those two songs by Meat Puppets, Lake of Fire, more well known for their Nirvana cover off of their MTV Unplugged album, which is really good as well, but I thought the original would be a little better today. So yeah, enjoy.
It's time. Oh, make said Mexico. I decided it was nowhere except for where this stood. But those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you if they
That was the Meat Puppets with Lake of Fire and Plateau off of their album, after their second self-titled album. And then before that, the Smiths with Still Ill and Reel Around the Fountain off of their own self-titled album, which just seen on Twitter. The Goodwood Festival Speed is going on right now in the UK. No F1 this weekend, but hey, if you want something fun to watch, Goodwood Festival Speed. It's on YouTube. You can watch it on their live stream. And Pixar, because this is the 20th anniversary of Cars, the original Cars movie coming out. Pixar sent a car that has been decaled and looks like Lightning McQueen. And the first thing that came to mind was, I need my Italian hero to come out and do a pit stop. I'm trying to remember. What's his name? Oh, Guido. I need Guido to do a pit stop. Yeah! Anyway, coming up next, we got Echo and the Bunnymen with Silver and the Killing Moon off of their album Ocean Rain. And then the Replacements with Let It Be, with I Will Dare and Unsatisfied off their album Let It Be. Yeah.
The sky is blue, my hands untied, a world
what's true through our clean eyes. Just look at you with burning lips. You're living proof of my fingertips. Walked on a tidal wave, laughed in the face of a brand new day. Food for survival. your will through the thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him.
And that is The Replacements with Unsatisfied and I Will Dare off of their album Let It Be. And before that, you had Echo and the Muddy Men with The Killing Moon and Silver off of their album Ocean Rain. Two more songs before top of the hour. Housekeeping, this Mortal Coil with Song to the Siren and Another Day off of their album It'll End in Tears.
Floating shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers drew me laughing. Touch me not. search me not, come back tomorrow. Oh, my heart, oh, my heart shines from the sorrow. Well, I'm this puzzle. As riddled as the time, should I stand amid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me, swim to me.
And that is This Mortal Coil with Another Day and Song to the Siren off of their album It'll End in Tears. 2 minutes to top of the hour here on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. Hope you've enjoyed the first hour of the show. Stick around, we got 2 more hours left. Coming up next, we're getting into some Cockatoo Twins and Husker Du, along with some New Order, The Cure, Sonic Youth, all that coming up in the upcoming future here on the program. If you are interested over on, if I can, sorry, we're also working with less stuff than usual. Still, we're still recovering from a couple things. If you are interested, coming up here at 3 o'clock over on our digital channel, Malshah with On the Tube on our digital channel. That is accessible through our website at wmec.umd.edu. Again, if you want to listen to some other tunes, again, coming up at 3 o'clock on our digital On the Tube, hosted by Malshah at 3 p.m. Otherwise, I'm on for the next 2 hours. A lot more 80s alt rock on the way to keep up your Thursday afternoon here in the College Park area. Again, you are just listening to This Mortal Coil with Another Day and Songs of the Siren off of their album It'll End in Tears. Again, trying to think. Again, this is also our final show before we go on 1 week break. We'll be back 2 weeks' time for our next show, which will be July 23rd. So after this show, I will be gone for a week. We're still in the process of trying to get somebody to cover. If not, show will just get canceled for the week, and that's not the end of the world. I'll still be around for future shows coming up as we get into the second half of the summer. As much as it is an insane thought to have that we are in the second half of the summer now, and somehow nearing the finish line, which is weird. But yeah, finish line's near. Anyway, top of the